谢谢莲英姐妹。
Thank you, Sister Lian Ying.
有事情姐妹。
And this, Brother Paul and the pianist.
就像姐妹刚才讲的一样，今天早上我们是传福音的聚会。
As our sister has said, this morning is a gospel meeting.
传福音的聚会，我相信有很多的弟兄姐妹也为着要来的福音朋友祷告，也为着这个聚会祷告。
I believe many brothers and sisters have been praying for the gospel friends that are going to come this morning, and they've been praying for this meeting as well.
就我个人而言的话，我思想要传这个福音的时候，我心里也是满有感恩。
As to me, when I think about preaching in this time, I'm filled with thanksgiving.
我就觉得，哎呀，我们今天能够蒙主这么大的恩典，是在太好的一件事情。
The fact that we can receive such great grace from the Lord, it is so wonderful.
所以我早晨起来的时候，我今天早上也是觉得满有感恩。
So this morning I got off the bed filled with thanksgiving.
我们一起从那个车开上来的时候了，孩子们也为我祷告。
As we drove up the driveway, my children also have been praying for me.
就觉得说啊，让爸爸能够讲得好。
They pray that my father will preach well.
所以我们今天早上呢，我们一起思想一下。
So this morning, let us all consider this.
我就读一节的圣经。
So let me read one verse for you.
我们一起如果弟兄姐妹有我们一起读一段的圣经，就一节圣经。我们读是罗马书六章二十三节。
The book of Romans.
六章二十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 23.
如果有打在上面，我们一起来把这一节圣经读一下。
So Romans 6:23.
一二，请。
1, 2, 3.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩惠在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。我们圣经就读这一节，我们一起有一点的祷告。
Shall we have some prayer?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你是在你是那位爱我们的主。
We thank you for you are such a loving God.
实在是你在我们还是在罪恶过犯的时候，你来寻找，来拯救我们。
While we're still sinners, you came and seek us.
我们本来是一般没有盼望的人。
We didn't have any hope.
但是主，因你的救赎的大恩，你救了我们。
But because of your love of redemption, you have come and saved us.
所以我们能够今天站在这等何等蒙恩蒙福的地位上。
Therefore, we can stand in this position which is so graceful and under your such love.
来传扬你自己的福音。
To proclaim your own gospel.
因为你成为我们的道路、真理跟生命。
Because you have become our way, the truth, the life.
我们今天聚集在你的面前。
Today we gather before you.
特别我将我自己交在你的恩手当中。
We truly commit ourselves onto your hand.
就着我自己真的是拙口笨言。
According to me, I'm clumsy at words.
你也知道我的肤浅。
You know that I'm shallow.
亲爱的主，我愿意将这点时间仰望交托在你的手中。
Dear Lord, therefore I'm willing to commit this time onto your hand.
你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
叫我们能够成为你恩典流通的管子。
So that we can become a channel.So that your grace can flow through us.
将这救恩能够显明。
And to show forth your salvation.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer, please.
靠主耶稣名求。
And we pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才姐妹在上面讲的时候，真的也让我挺感动的。
As our sister was sharing, I was moved as well.
在我们今天我们过去的这一段时间里面，我们看见真的发生太多的事情。
In the past few years, we see that there were so many things has happened.
就这几个月的时间，你看发生了这么多的事情。
In the last few months particularly.
所以很自然的让能够想到一个思想到一个明天，思想到永恒的问题。
Naturally, itcause us to think the problem of tomorrow, the question about eternity.
无论是地震，无论是飞机航班失事，
whether it's earthquake or the air crash,
无论是轮船失事，
or the boat crash,
还是 bus 还是什么，很太多。你看去看新闻， 天天都有这些不幸的消息。
Big or small, there are disasters every day. You can go and watch the news.
所以发生这些事了，我在晚 有一天在网上看见一个消息。
One day I saw a news from the internet.
他就说到说啊，有一个人就这样发了一个帖子，说什么？他说：“哎呀，意外和明天啊。”
Someone issued a topic. It's called accident and tomorrow.
我们不知道哪一个会先到。
We don't know which will come first.
你想想看，是的，是啊，意外跟明天，不知道哪一天会先到，哪一个会先到
？Yes, accident or tomorrow. You don't know which one will come to you first.
如果是明天先到的话，我们还有盼望，还有明天。
If tomorrow comes to you first, it means yes, we still have hope, we're still alive.
如果是意外临到你的话，我们没有明天。
If accident falls upon you, then you've lost tomorrow.
所以他在那里有一个感慨，说什么？他说到，那我们今天呢，能够好好珍惜每一天。
So this writer claims that, yes, let us treasure today.
关心你的家人。
Care about your family members.
关心你的身边的人。
Care about the people around you.
因为我们不知道我们还有没有明天。
Because we don't know if we still have tomorrow or not.
可能意外到的话，我们可能就到此结束了。
Because if accident comes to you, then our life stop here.
其实远的话，你看新闻好像离我们挺远。
Yes, when you watch the news, those happenings seems to be very far away from you.
其实近的话，离我们很近。
But it can be very close to you too.
我们在我的儿子 James 那个同学，他的父亲。
My son James, he has a classmate.
他的父亲，我们有一天就听孩子们回来讲的说，他的父亲呢，突然心脏病发作。就死了。
One day James came back and told us that his classmate's father all of a sudden passed away because he had a heart attack.
就是很突然的那样。
It was such a sudden event.
哎呀，其实这个我们对这个家庭也挺熟悉，因为他们也邀请我儿子去他那里去 birthday party 呢。
And we know this family well because they invite my son to their kid's birthday party.
所以我们听到消息的时候，觉得心里也是很难过的。
So when we heard about the news, we were very sad.
他年龄其实也跟我们差不多了。
His age is the same as us.
所以我们就在想，哎呀，生命真的是何等的短暂。
So we thought, yes, life is so short.
像远，可能不说远哈，像最近发生的那些，你像航班那个下来，真的让人看见什么？看见生命的何等短暂。
The recent happenings, the Malaysia airline was brought down again, making us to think the life is so short.
我有一次跟一个身边的人谈天的时候，他说到，哇，现在看见坐飞机都会怕。
Once I chatted with a friend, and he said, oh, nowadays we don't even dare to take the flights.
生命是何等的短暂。
Life is so short.
也让我们看见这些事情发生的时候，让我们能够静下心来。我们思想到一个永恒的问题。
And these things hopefully will help us to quiet down our heart and think about the question about eternity.
思想到永生的问题。
To think about eternal life.
今天真的太多，我们活在这个世界上，太多的事情要做。
As we live in this world, we have so many things to do and complete.
我们有工作上的。
We have our work.
生活上的。
Our life.
我们有太多的事情需要我们去处理。
We have so many things to deal with.
太多的事情让我们忙碌，每天忙碌个不停。
So many things that keep us occupied every day.
就说马航的那个事，这次就是 MH 那个17的那个失事。
Talking about Malaysia Airline MH17.
有一个呢，弟兄呢就在上面画了一个，就是认识。在那个马航失事的上面呢，其中呢有一个呢，在河南那边呢有一个餐馆的老板。
There is a brother who worked in Holland in a restaurant.
这个事不只是那个餐馆的老板，他没有信耶稣。
There's a restaurant owner in Holland who is not a believer yet.
他在那里经营了一个餐馆。
He runs a restaurant.
他在那里经营了中国餐馆，然后呢，在那里跟他的太太啦，在那里啦工作，然后经营这个生意。
And it was a Chinese restaurant, and both he and his wife worked in the restaurant.
其实的话，跟我们今天我们身边的认识的人，我们包括我们都是很类似的情况。
Just like some people that you may know, living here, running a restaurant.
每天忙碌个不停。
Yes, they are very busy.
这个老板呢是从香港30多年以前呢，从香港为了赚能够有一个好的前途，到了河南那边开了一个中餐馆。
This owner came from Hong Kong about 30 years ago, just in order to seek a better life, and he arrived in Holland and started the business.
我相信他有一个比较成功的生意。
I believe he has a successful business.
也赚了挺，应该赚了也赚了一些钱。
And must have made a lot of money too.
然后呢，这一次呢，他是本来他说，就是在他来说的话，每一次他去，每一年呢、啊，他都要到香港，他是从香港过去，每一年都要到香港去。
Because he's from Hong Kong, so every year he travels to Hong Kong.
那他的太太呢是马来西亚华人。
And his wife is a Malaysian Chinese.
所以呢，他就跟他的太太呢，本来是每一年都到香港去。
So originally, the couple will.Travel to Hong Kong every year.
那这一次呢，应该是他的太太那边的亲人，因为要到马来西亚去，所以他就临时换了一个航班，坐上了就是马航，从荷兰飞到那个马来西亚。
But this time, because his wife's relatives has come to Malaysia, so he changed his flight plan and he bought the plane going to Malaysia instead of Hong Kong, and the plane is MH17.
所以。就下面故事大家都知道了。
And then we know what happened.
他在出事之前呢，他的太太呢，其实呢，他在晚我们在晚上呢，他就看到他说什么？他说其实呢，他在今天呢，已经就是对他来说，其实也挺感觉哇，我今生我都没有不缺什么东西，好像。
So we saw before he took the flight, he was chatting on the internet, and we can see that he was.Making statements about his life is abundant and he doesn't lack anything.
但可惜的是什么呢？当他的朋友，他这位老板的朋友呢，其实也是从香港过去的，也是开中餐馆的，但是他的生命呢，就是他的生活呢，道路跟他走的不一样。
谁的生
活？就是这位餐馆的老板，他有一对夫妇的那个朋友是基督徒。
Okay, so this restaurant owner couple, they have a Christian friend. Unfortunately, the restaurant couple, their life, their belief is different from their Christian friend.
这位朋友呢，跟他呢传了很多次的福音。
His Christian friend has preached the gospel to them many times in the past.
但是他们呢，总是一个说，哎呀。我现在太忙了，真是太忙了，没有空去，真是太忙了。
But the Holland couple always saying, we're so busy, we don't have time, we don't have room for this.
其实说到太忙的时候，我深深觉得是，确实是这样。我们今天，我相信在座的，如果你有像朋友、像亲人传福音的话，你也会经常有一个的朋友啦，或者亲人对你说：“哎呀，我太忙了。我等我以后，我忙完这些的话，等我以后退休的话，我去。”
I actually have the same feeling when I preach gospel to many of my other friends or relatives who are not believed yet. They always reply me the same thing: "We're so busy. We're too busy. We don't have time for this."
所以这位夫妇呢，那最后的话，他就没有接受。
So eventually, this couple they didn't.Accept Jesus Christ.
我们要说的是，在我们的身边呢，我们的亲人呢，我们的朋友中间，可能也有太多的像这样，我们太忙了，我们去不了。
What I want to say is, among our friends, our relatives, there are many people just like them. They feel they are so busy and they don't have the time for Jesus.
今天对于我们来说，我想在座的每一位的话，可能有一次带到我们中间的。
Today to us, maybe your first time coming here.
或者你常常来到我们中间的。
Or maybe you have been among us many times.
我们真的要来思想一个问题。
Let us seriously think one thing.
我们，当我们面思想到明天，思想到永恒的时候。
When we think about tomorrow, when we think of the eternity.
在你的心里，你是什么样的感觉
？What do you feel about them？
是不是我们今天忙到一个程度，我们今天所忙碌的一切，我们不知道是为了是什么
？Are we today so busy to extend that we don't know why we why we're so busy for.
我相信最近一段这么长一段时间下来的话，一段时间这么多的事情的发生的时候呢，一定会让很多的人去思想这个问题。
I believe the many disasters that happened recently will cause many people to think about this question.
亲爱的朋友，如果你是第一次来到我们中间，
So dear friends, if you're here for the first time,
或许第一次你的朋友将你带到这里。
Yes, maybe your friend for the first time has brought you here.
我要向你，我要告诉你的一个好消息。
I want to tell you a good news.
我们可以来面对我们的明天。
So that we can face tomorrow.
我们的主耶稣基督为我们流血，为我们舍命。
Our Jesus Christ had died for us, shed his blood for us.
让我们可以来面对我们的明天。
So that we can face tomorrow.
我们今天来思想这些事的时候，
As we think of these things today,
要叫我们的心来回转向他。
We are to, our hearts are to return to him.
刚才我读了一段圣经说到，因为罪的工价乃是死。
Just now, the verse I read is, For the wages of sin is death.
我们今天我们看，没有一个人能够不死。
Yes, today, everyone around us will die one day.
我们每一个人，我们在神的面前，我们都是一个罪人。
Everyone before God is a sinner.
我们不是你今天你第一次来到我们这里的，我就说你坏话。哎呀，就那里好像你一来的话，我就说你坏话，不是的。
I'm not trying to make you feel bad because your first time here and I said you are a sinner.
我要将一个真实的情景告诉你的是。
I'm telling you a real situation.
我们在神的面前，我们都是一般罪人。
Before God.We are all sinners.
我们扪心自问一下，我们完全吗？
Let's ask ourselves, are we perfect?
前一两周的时候，我们因为有一些事情，我们预先到商店里面去。
A few weeks ago, because of this something happening, we went to our shop in, beforehand.
平时的时间的话，我们看不见那个太阳啊，从那个窗户开照到那个我坐的地方。
In the usual time we go there, we can't see the morning sunlight shining onto my desk.
但那一天呢比较早。
But that day, because we went to the shop earlier than usual.
那可能也刚好我注意到这一点。
And maybe I happened to notice that.
我就看见了一束阳光呢，从我坐的地方前面这样照过去。
And I saw the sunbeam shining through the air in front of my desk.
啊，我天天坐在那里好几年了。
I've been sitting there for many years.
哎呀，第一次感觉到哇，这个灰尘一条光带下来的话，这么多灰尘。
But for the first time, I've noticed the many dust particles that I can see through the light in the air.
我在其他地方经常看到这种情况。
I always see this phenomenon in other places.
但是在我坐的地方呢，还是第一次看见。
But it's the first time that I see this.
我就思想一个问题是什么。
So I start thinking.
本来平时都觉得很干净。
Normal days, I feel this is a very clean place.
但是呢，今天看见什么？哇，原来有这么多的灰尘就在我的身边。
But today, under the sun ray, I've seen so many dusts flying in that area.
圣经里面说到，神是光啊。
The Bible says, God is light.
神是光，要光照到我们里面的时候，我们就看见我们是一般满了罪恶、满了亏欠的人。
And when His light,Shine through us, we see that we're filled with sins and with darkness.
我们今天我们所信的这位神呢，是圣洁公义的神。
Today the God we believe is holy and righteous.
他是光，所以他来光照我们的时候，我们就看见我们是一般亏欠的人。
He is the light, and when He comes shining upon us, we can see that we're full of sins and transgressions.
我们在无论在言语
，whether it's To do with our words.
我们在言语上，我们能完全吗
？Can we be perfect in terms of words?
我们在意念、心思。
In our thoughts, our minds.
我有一次有一个人来到我们中间，我们在福音组里面跟向他传福音。
Once someone comes into our gospel talk, and we were having a talk with him.
我们问他说。你能不能敢不敢把你所心里面所想的思想里面所想的告诉给别人
we ask him do you dare to tell whatever gone through your mind to everyone else
那他思想了以后说 那他倒不敢
and he thought about it for a while and he said I do not dare
其实我们今天我们在座的我们思想一下
actually everyone that's sitting here let's think about it
我们可能以前做过很多的事情，很多的事情我们都忘记了。
Maybe we've done many wrong things and we've forgotten about them.
但是我们经常会记得，我们某年某月我们去，或者说什么时候我们去哪里偷一点什么东西吃。
But maybe we've done many things you probably have forgotten about, but you probably still remember at what day and what time you went to somewhere to steal something to eat.
我也还经常记得，在我小的时候的话，去偷东西啦，去弄一些不好的东西，现在还记得很清楚。
Even to today, I still remember clearly when I was a little kid, I went out to somewhere and steal something and eat.
圣经说到我们的时候，他说世人都犯了罪。
When the Bible talks about us, he said, all have sinned.
刚才我们说到了，无论你是在思想，在无论在你行为上面呢，你其实也都是一般罪的。
We mentioned you are sinners, whether it's to do with speech or to do with action.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
我们怎么能够去见他？
How can we see such a holy God?
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
我们只能在他面前能够站立得住了。
How can we stand before him?
所以当我们思想到这个问题的时候，
So when we think of this,
我们的主爱我们。
Our Lord loves us.
他为我们开了一条新路。
He has opened a new way for us.
就着我们来说的话，我们是一般罪人，一点没有错。
According to us, we're all sinners.
我们站在这里，不是我们比你好。
We're standing here not because we're better than you.
也不是我们比你有公义。
Not because we were more righteous than you.
乃是说到在我们的里面呢，我们本来跟你是同样性情的人。
But because inside of us, we're same as you.
但是我们今天呢，我们接受了主耶稣做我们个人的救主。
But today, as we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends,
可能你以前很少过思想到永恒，很少思想到罪这样的问题。
Maybe you really think about eternal life or sin.
我们可能每一天在我们的生活中间呢，忙忙碌碌。
And maybe we're so busy every day in our daily life.
我们拼命的赚钱。
And we try our best to make money.
我想我们在座的基本上都是移民来到这里的。
I believe the majority of us are migrants.
我们想追求一个更好的生活。
We want to pursue a better life.
更好的明天。
A better tomorrow.
更好的未来。
A better future.
给孩子们呢有一个更好的前途。
And we want to provide our children with a better life.
当我们在那里忙忙碌碌每一天的生活的时候。
And as we're busy around, you know, everyday life.
我们可能我们对孩子们的教导也都是你要在我们以前中国的时候呢，我们教导孩子那个父母老师教导我们也都是好好学习。
Maybe we also teach our children just as we were taught in our when we were kids.
以后有一个好的前途。
Study well, and then you will have a good prosperity.You will have a good future.
我不是说这些教导错了。
I'm not saying that these teachings are wrong.
但是这些真的，我们好好学习，我们好好辛勤工作，我们一定就有好的未来吗
？But then, is it true that if we really study well and work well, it will guarantee us with a very better future?
我在前几年的时候听到过一个这样的故事。
A few years ago, I heard a story.
有一个故事就是说有一个中国留学生、啊、到德国那边去留学。
The story goes, there's a Chinese student going to Germany to study.
很多我们知道我们其实中国移民在欧美的话很多人都是从事餐饮业。
We know that many Chinese people, when they go to the Europe, they start business in the restaurant.
所以餐馆对华人来说是一个很重要的产业。
So yeah, a restaurant is a very important property.
我想欧洲的话也不例外。
And it's the same as the European people.
这个年轻人到了德国，就到一个餐馆里面去打工。
And when this young Chinese man goes to work in this German restaurant,
那这餐馆老板在那里，这个老板呢也是很辛勤的工作在那里。
And the boss was working diligently in that restaurant too.
我相信呢，华人移民到外面，辛勤勤劳的话。很多人共同的特性。
I believe it is true that the Chinese people share a character of working hard when they go out to the when they work overseas.
我看见很多熟悉的面孔。
I can see many familiar faces down here.
我也认识很多都是很辛勤、很勤劳的人。
And I know many of you do work hard.
这对的餐馆的老板呢，在那里呢，赚了很多钱。
And the owner of the restaurant has made a lot of money.
他付出很多的勤劳。
But he also paid out hard work.
付出很多的劳动。
His efforts and the labor.
那他呢？这位。把他把赚的这些钱呢，就积蓄下来。
So he accumulated his wealth.
他积蓄了很多的钱。
And he accumulated lots of money.
我不知道是什么样的原因呢？他不敢，就是他把这些钱呢，到最后是什么？把这些钱全部换成金条。
I don't know the reason why, but in the end, he changed all this money into the gold bullion.
金条就是真实就金条。
The gold bars, the real gold bars.
他很多的金条就是把这些现金换成很多的金条在那里。
So he converted all his money into the gold bars.
把这些金条呢，不知道换在哪里。
And he forgot where he put. He don't know where to put these gold bars.
特别是他有这么多财富的时候。
Especially when he has accumulated such a wealth.
他可能不敢存在银行里面。
He dare not to put these in a bank.
那他说他就把这些金条最后是这个是一个真实的故事来的。
This is a true story, by the way.
他就把这个的金条了换就是把这些金条换在哪里都不觉得不合适就最后就把它换在花盆里面。
And he don't know where else to put these gold bars. And in the end, he decided to put them, to bury them under the flower pot.
我们知道花盆里面花栽在上面金条藏在里面的话那说实在的话我们都想不出这样的好办法是吗
We know that we can't even think of such a good idea to bury the gold bars under the flowers.
他换在那里把那个花盆排在家里花在外面栽着金条在里面藏着。
And he placed those flower pot together with other flowers so that he can see the flower and he know the gold bars are underneath.
这是他一生辛勤劳动的结果都在那里。
And these represents all the hard work that he has had.
他在把它存在那里以后呢，我相信下面的故事，你们能不能猜出一点
？Can you guess some parts of what next happened?
把这么多的黄金都藏在那里面。
He's hidden so many gold bars in the flower pot.
过了一周。
After a week.
过了三个月。
Three months.
可能过了两年以后。
Maybe after 2 years.
有一件事情是什么？他们夫妇两个，他们忘记了。
One thing happened that both
husband and wife 没有那么清，可能有清洗会知道，哎，钱还在那里。
Both husband and wife forgot about it. They know that the money is there.
但是没有那么敏感了，已经。
But they're no longer sensitive to.
他们在那里赚钱，辛勤劳动在这里。他有一天的时候的话，看看这个房子可能需要装修。
Because they're still hardworking, they're still busy and working every day. So one day they look at the house, thinking about we need to renovate this house.
这个房子已经装修好了，一看这几盆花排在这里也不是太好看了。
And after the renovation is done, they saw the flowers and they think it's not very good for the flowers to stay there.
所以有一个决定，就把这些花了全部移掉，不要了。叫搬家工，叫那个搬运那个清垃圾的人把这些东西全部清掉。
So they've decided to throw them away and they asked the rubbish truck to take them away.
把这些花盆这些不知道有多少哈，里面其实全是黄金，全部把它搬掉。
There are lots of flower pots, all buried with the gold bars, and they've cleaned all of them away.
就这事情来说的，这是一个悲剧来的，是不是
？To us, yeah, it's a tragedy, isn't it?
就这个悲剧来说的话，你看看这一生的，你一生的里面辛劳全部都被搬走了。
Yes, look at them.All the wealth for your life.
不是被人偷走，是你自己叫人搬走的。
It's not being stolen by someone. It's being thrown away by yourself.
你一生的忙碌都在这里，你自己把它要叫人把它搬走的。
This is the hard work that you have done all your life, and you've thrown them away yourself.
悲剧不仅是停在这里。
But this tragedy doesn't only stop here.
更大的悲剧还等在后面。
There are bigger tragedies afterwards.
过了一段时间以后。
After a while.
你在那里思想的时候
，When they thought about something one day，
不好，我把黄金都扔掉了。
They suddenly realized that they've thrown away all the gold。
他赶紧就叫人去找，赶紧叫人去垃圾场去找。
They went to search the dumping site。
但是能够找到了，找不到了。
But can they find them? No.
这个传道人，这个年轻人在他那里打工呢，后来成为一个传道人。
So this young man was originally working for the couple. Later on, he became an evangelist.
他这个就是他原来做工的老板的地方。
So this is the couple who's thrown away the gold、
这个、
used to be his boss.
但这个老板他们夫妇思想到这些的时候，我相信他们心都碎了。
When the couple realized that, I believe their hearts are broken.
他的妻子呢，就因这件事啊，在那里后来的话，精神失常了。
The wife has gone insane in the mind.
他不能原谅自己。
She has lost his mind and she could not forgive herself.
他把这么大的 一笔财产就这样扔掉了。
She could not forgive herself that she has thrown away such a big
wealth. 他在那里思想的时候。
And when she thought about it,
她最后的话就精神失常了。
She kept thinking and thinking and she lost her mind.
她精神失常以后，有一天呢，就从窗户里面跳到，从那个楼上跳到下面去。
Because she lost her mind, one day she jumped out of the window from up level.
她本来经营了一个很成功的一个生意。
She started with a successful business.
她的妻子，老板这位妻子呢，她去世以后啊，老板也把这个生意呢关掉了，也把这个餐馆关掉了。
After the wife died, the husband closed down the business.
亲爱的朋友，我们今天我们都在很多在我们都在忙碌着。
Dear friend, we all leading a busy life.
我们今天我们都在经营着我们的生活。
We all running our life.
你想想看，如果当我听到这个故事的时候，我在想，要是他不记得了，还好一些。
When I think of this story, I was thinking to myself that it's better if they don't remember.
我相信的话，他们两个的话，除了离开这些钱去的话，对他们生活有什么重大重大的时候，就好像活不下去，肯定没有。
I believe without these gold bars, it wouldn't impact their life so much that they couldn't live on.
但是当他的这些财富失去的时候，他不能生活了。
But because they realized they lost the wealth, they could not live.
他这个家庭呢，真的是散掉了。
The family broken into pieces.
我就想起了真的圣经里面一段的经文。
It reminds me of a verse in the Bible.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
If you are to win the whole world, gain the whole world, but forfeit your soul, what is the benefit to you?
人能拿什么来换取生命呢？
What can you exchange for your soul, for your life?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的朋友，
And dear friends,
我们今天我们勤劳的工作一点没错。
Today, we work hard. Yes, there's nothing wrong about that.
但我们要更多人来思想到我们永生的问题。
But we are to put our thoughts more on the question of the eternal life.
金钱不能给我们真实的平安。
The gold cannot give you true peace.
金钱不能给我们永远的那种满足。
The gold cannot give you the forever satisfaction.
当我们进到一个台阶的时候，我们还要进到另外一个台阶。
When we are up to one level, we are to up to the next level.
但这些不能成为我们的满足，我们不知道我们今天所忙碌的，我们最后是为了什么。
When these cannot satisfy our life, and when we know that, when we don't know why we are so busy for.
特别是在今天这样物质丰生活这么丰富的世界。
Especially in this life,material life, where the wealth is so abundant.
在我们以前小的时候，我们看家家都差不多的。
When we were little, we saw that everyone lives about the same standard.
但我们现在去看的话，是家家不一样的。
But when we look around today, every family, every household is different.
去年在圣诞节期间，我们带孩子们到江浙一带，我们去跟着旅游团去走了一圈。
During last Christmas time, we took the children to China, with some travel tour.
我们在，因为他是在几个城市里面走，所以跟着旅游巴士转了一大圈。
Because we had to visit the several cities in the countryside, we went with the travel bus.
所以我们有好几天都是在那个旅游巴士上面啊，随着那些导游到处转。
We went around with the tour guide on the tour bus.Everywhere.
当我们到了浙江那个地方的时候
When we reached the Zhejiang province,
那个导游的话，我很会谈。
The tour guide was very talkative.
他就跟我们谈的哈，说他父亲呢是很出名的中 中医师。
And he told us his father is a very famous Chinese herbalist.
他说有很多的人，那些有钱的人啊，当官的人啊，经常会去看他。
And he said many rich men and people with high status, the officials, they often go and visit his father.
他说无论是生病就不用说了哈，
of course,
有病的总是找医生嘛。
Because they're sick, so they went to their father.
他说那些有钱的人呢，就算是没有什么病，也每一段时间都要去检查检查。
But he said that those rich people, even if they're not sick, every now and then they'd like to be checked up.
我们可以理解生命何等重要。当我们有更多钱的时候，我们更看重生命。这个
we can understand because life is so important, especially when you become rich, you want to live longer. So this is what common people would think.
他也讲了一个故事给我们听。
And he told me a story.
他说在我们知道哈，在浙江那边呢，也有很多改革开放以后，他们富起来了。
And he told me that many family, many household in the Zhejiang area, after the new policy, they become more and more rich.
他说有一个人呢，姓王的，他说在38岁了就赚了十几亿的钱。
There is a Wang family at the age of 38, his wealth has reached 3.8 billion.
我们不知道他在他那个当地的地方可能是大家家家户晓的。
We don't know him, but he must be very famous in that area.
他有可能很豪华的汽车、飞机啊、别墅，什么都有。
He has mansions, helicopters. He has everything.
但是人生总是有很多的不幸。
But yes, the life is full of misfortune.
他告诉我们说什么？他说，当他三十八岁那年，应该是三十八岁，他就得了癌症。
But he told me this young man at the age of 38, he got cancer.
没有什么可以医的，这么多的钱，但是医不好。
Nothing to cure him, even though he has got such a big wealth.
最后的话，肯定去世了。
In the end, he passed away.
那后面的一个故事说到什么了？
And the next story says.
那他的妻子啊，就带着这么多的家产呢、啊，嫁给了他的司机。
His wife, with all the wealth that he has left, married his personal chauffeur, driver.
他的司机呢？据说哈，他说。
And accordingly, his driver says.
他说司机说什么？司机说啊，哎呀，我原来呀、啊，以为呀、啊，我这辈子啊，为老板打工啊。
I thought originally that for all my life I'll just work under someone.
我这一辈子要为老板打工啊。
For all my life, I will have to work for my boss.
我没想到的是，原来是老板这一辈子为我打工啊。
I've never realized that it is my boss who has worked for me the whole his life.
是啊，老板，你看，老板赚了辛辛苦苦赚了这么多的钱，这些财产，他的妻子嫁给了。
Worked hard for so many years and accumulated such wealth, but in the end, his wife has married his driver.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
我们今天在地上，我们劳碌个不停。
Today on the earth, we're so busy.
圣经里面也说到，他说啊，有的人在世上了劳碌个不停，但不知道他所劳碌的是为了什么。
And even the Bible says that there were people who lead their busy life in the world, but they don't know what they for.
可能在你的今天呢，我们的生活中间太多的东西让我们放不下的。
Maybe in your life there are so many things that hold you from that you can't lay down.
我的工作太重要了。
Yes, my job is too important.
我的生意太重要了。
My business is too important.
我的孩子太重要了。
And my children are too important.
我的学业太重要了。
My study is so important.
太多太多的东西太重要，不能放下
了。So many things are so important that I can't put them down.
亲爱的朋友，要思想永恒的问题。
Dear friends, think about eternal life.
免得我们有一天呢，我们也不知道我们所忙碌的是为了什么。
In case that on one day we are at loss as to why we're so busy for.
刚才我们读的是那一节圣经说到世人罪的工价乃是死。
Just now we've read, for the wages of sin is death.
死是众人的结束。
Because death is the ending for everyone.
每一个人每一天都要面对死亡的。
Everyone is facing death every day.
我们不知道明天还是那个，就像那位人说的，意外跟明天，我们哪一天我们会来，哪一天会先到。
We don't know which one come to us first.Accident or tomorrow?
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
死后还有审判。
And after death, there's judgment.
亲爱的朋友，你有没有思想到永恒？
Dear friends, have you ever thought about eternal life?
或者你今天你常常也来到我们中间。
Or you've been a frequent visitor in our congregation.
在你的里面是不是有真是一个凭据，知道我今天我在地上，
我所过的日子，有一天我要到哪里去？
Do you have this guarantee in your heart that after you die, you know where you're going?
罪的工价乃是死啊。
The wages of sin is death.
下面的一节圣经说，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是我们每一个人有一天我们都每一个人都要面对的。
Death is the destiny that everyone of us will face one day.
你有没有思想到你有一天你怎样来面对你的这些罪？
Have you ever thought one day how are you going to face all the sins that you've committed?
你要思想到我们有一天我们要往哪里去？
Have you ever thought where you're going one day?
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们今天刚开始的讲到说，我们今天是传福音的聚会。
We've said in the beginning that this morning we have a gospel meeting.
我们要告诉你的一个好消息是，耶稣爱你。
The good news we telling you is Jesus loves you.
这位神爱你。
This God loves you.
主耶稣钉十字架故事，我相信很多人能听说过。
The story of Jesus' crucifixion has been heard by many people.
你有没有思想到耶稣钉十字架跟你是有这么密切的关系？
Have you ever thought that Jesus' crucifixion has so much to do with you?
可能你说我还有很多的时间可以思考的。
Maybe you said, I still have time to think about it.
是的，挺多的人可能有很多人有明天去思考这个问题。
Yes, for many people, they may still have tomorrow to think about it.
但是我要告诉你的话，你不能确定的。
But I tell you that you are not sure about it.
你不能确定你有没有明天。
You were not sure about whether you still have tomorrow.
有的人可能在你生命快结束之前呢，起码还让你有一些的时间呢去思考。
For some sick people, before they finish their life, while they're sick, they still have time to think about it.
也有很多的人呢，你是没有时间去思考的。
But to other people, they really don't have time to think about it before their life finishes.
你看，我们最近发生了这么多的事，这么多的天灾人祸的事情。
Look at those disasters around us recently.
有多少根本没时间去思考的
？Do they have time to think about life or?Eternal life before they die?
你看飞机从天上被打下来，你有时间去思考吗？
When the airplane was shot down from the air, do you have time? Would you have time to think about it?
那些巴士撞到那个油罐车上面去，马上就点燃烧，全部烧死了。你有时间去思考吗？
When the buses crashed and the explosion.And exploded. Do you have time to think about it?
那些地震一下子就把人压死了，有时间去思考吗？
During the earthquake, when so many people died all at once, do they have time to think about it?
在那些的爆炸事件中间，那些人几十个人、几百个人一下子生命失去了，有时间去思考吗？
In the explosion, tens of twenties people died all of a sudden. Do they have time to think?
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends.
今天你的朋友邀请你来到我们的中间。
Today your friends may have invited you to come among us.
我相信你也知道朋友对你的好。
I believe you know that your friends are good to you.
你也相信说他把人带到你这里是为着你好。
And you believe that they brought to you for your benefit.
很多的时候可能我们心里面呢就觉得哎呀等我弄清楚一点嘛，等我以后有机会嘛，等我以后或者说我们做好一点了，我们再来信耶稣。
Oftentimes we may say to ourselves in the heart, give me some time, I need more time, let me be better, and I will still have opportunities in the future.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你好消息，就像我刚才读的那段圣经说到神的恩赐。
Dear friends, the good news I'm going to tell you is what we read just now, the gift of God.
我们可能很多人都有接受过礼物的经历。
Many of you have the experience to receive a present from someone.
有很多去参加人家给你礼物的这样的机会。
Many of you have attended the different occasions where you receive gifts and presents.
神的恩赐，神的礼物是什么呢？
So what is the gift of God?
神的礼物就是他愿意为了我们的罪，为我们流血，为我们舍命。
God's gift is for the redemption of our sin. He's willing to shed His blood for us.
他愿意赦免你的罪。
He's willing to forgive you sin.
他愿意他将他的血为我们流出来。
He's willing to shed His blood for you.
要将永生赐给你。
So that He can give the eternal life to you.
远生是什么？远生，有的人以为说远生好，就是永远不死的意思。
What is eternal life? Someone thinks, does that mean we live forever and we will never die?
我听见以前一个老人家老弟兄的说到什么？他说到，哎呀，远生如果仅仅永远不死，他说那些年轻人的话，可能还觉得挺好。
An old man once commented, if eternal life means never die, then it may be a good news for the young people.
如果对于那些已经九十几岁的一百零五岁的那些人来说的话
But to the extremely old people who are 95 years old, 105 years old,
对他们对他说的话你就这样永远不死
If you tell them, you will never die.
可能有的人在重病中间
Some of them may be in a very sick.
有的人行动不方便
Other people may not be very flexible and can't move around.
难怪，如果原生只是这些的话，难怪有的人都要考虑考虑要不要。
If eternal life only means you're never going to die, then some people may think about whether they want eternal life or not.
今天呢，有很多人很健康，都不要他自己的生命。
Today, even healthy people do not want their life.
我要告诉你，原生乃是说到我们主耶稣的生命。
I tell you, the eternal life is talking about the life of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣这位生我们的主他要将他的生命赐给你
Lord Jesus He is to share His life to you
他不仅要赦免你的罪
He is not only to forgive your sins
他不仅仅要将我们这个人洁净了
Not only to cleanse you
他要将他的生命赐给我们
But He is to give His eternal life to you
最近在我们这里聚会的有十几位弟兄姐妹要报名参加受浸
Recently there are about 10 or 12 brothers and people who have registered them to be baptized.
我们知道受浸的话是当你信了耶稣以后真实的重生得救照着主的命令然后去受浸。
We know that once you've believed and born again, according to God's command, you can be baptized.
神将重生的生命赐给你。
God has given a new life to you.
就是将这永生赐给你。
Which is the eternal life to you.
就是主的生命赐给你。
Which is the Lord's life to you.
我听了一个姐妹的见证，我也很受激励。
I was quite moved by a sister's testimony.
你看见什么？一个人信了耶稣以后，在他的生命里面的那个改变。
When someone has believed in Jesus, you can see her change, her transformation in life.
她姐妹呢，是本来是很忧郁的，晚上睡不着觉的呢。
This sister used to be very worrying about everything and she couldn't sleep.
但是当她信了主耶稣，接受主耶稣做她个人救主的时候
But soon as she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal savior,
她不再为明天忧虑。
She no longer worries about tomorrow.
本来是要吃安眠药还睡不着觉的人啊，她竟然因着我信主耶稣了，她能够很好的睡觉。
Previously, she had to take the sleeping pills in order to fall asleep. But now, since she's believed in Jesus Christ, she could sleep in peace.
我也想对在座的众弟兄姐妹，包括我自己，我们要说。
I want to say to every brother and sister sitting here and ourselves.
在我们这里呢，也挺常的报告说，我们要不要迟到，我们要早点来。
We have been making announcements in the last few weeks.Asking everyone to come in the morning on time to worship.
我们知道我们早晨十点开始。
We know this meeting starts from 10 a.m.
我们都盼望说弟兄姐妹能够准时到我们。
And we always encourage brothers and sisters to come on time.
我告诉你的，我们这位姐妹呢，她住得很远。
Let me tell you, this sister who lives far away from here.
当我知道这件事，我其实真的我很受激励。
When I heard about her testimony, I was very encouraged.
我要告诉众弟兄姐妹，我的朋友。他呢住在乌龙岗那边。
This friend of mine who lives in 乌龙岗。
他从那里到这里的话，参加十点的聚会，他是七点半就走了。
So for her to be here at 10 a.m., she need to leave her house at 7 a.m.
我相信对我们众弟兄姐妹都是一个激励。
So this May this be an encouragement to every one of us.
她刚接受主耶稣做她个人的救主。
She has recently accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior.
她有平安喜乐住在她里面。
She has the peace and joy living in her.
她讲那句话让我很受激励。
She said one thing.
很方便的，来这里很方便的。
It's so convenient to come here.
七点半出门，然后走就走十几分钟路，然后到这里很方便的。
I just leave house at 7:30 and walk a few minutes and then take train here. It's so convenient.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
但愿神的爱来充满我们的心。
May the love of God fill our heart.
我们常常想到我们这帮的罪人能够蒙这么大的恩典。
So that we know that sinners like us can receive such great grace.
他将永生赐给我们。
He's given us the eternal life.
神儿子的生命赐给我们。
The life of God's Son.He's given us.
有一首诗歌说到我们今天所蒙的救恩的时候，说到我们今天所蒙的救恩是我们梦想不到的。
There's a song goes like, the salvation that we've received today is something that we can never dream of.
亲爱的朋友，告诉你一个好消息，是要神要将这永生的生命赐给你。
Dear friends, this is a good news because God is to give His eternal life to you.
你要做的是什么呢？
What are you to do?
敞开你的心门。
Open up your hearts.
来到这位主的面前。
Come before this Lord.
对这位主说，主啊，我是个罪人。
And say to the Lord.
我愿意，我原先都是往灭亡那条路走的。
Lord, I'm a sinner. Previously, I was walking towards the destruction.
我今天我愿意跟随你。
Today, I'm willing to turn and follow you.
如果有人认自己的罪。
The Bible says if someone confesses sins,
神是信实的
God is faithful,
是公义的
is righteous,
必要赦免我们的罪
He will forgive our sins,
洗净我们一切的罪
and cleanse all our transgressions,
敞开你的心门
So open up your heart,
这位主耶稣愿意赦免你的罪
This Lord Jesus is willing to forgive you,
不要犹豫
Do not hesitate,
不要等到明天
Do not wait until tomorrow,
明天你把握不住
Because you cannot hold tomorrow.
我们何等盼望，我们每一个人都有明天。
How badly we hope that everyone will have tomorrow.
今天是你能够把握住的。
But you can only hold today.
今天是你能够把握的。
Today you can hold.
赶紧敞开你的心。
Open up your heart.
接受主耶稣做你个人的救主。
And accept Jesus Christ as your
Savior. 他要赦免你一切的罪。
He is to forgive all your sins.
因为救恩已经做成。
Because the salvation has already been accomplished.
赎价已经有人付出。
The price has been paid.
叫我们好好的来思想。
Let us think about it.
我曾经见过，读过这样的一段话。
I read something like this.
说到了，在苏联呢，那边呢。北方那边呢是很偏僻的地方。
In northern Russia, the remote place.
那边呢人很少的。
There are many few people there.
那有一天呢，主人跟仆人呢一起出去办事情。
One day, the master and the servant went out to do something.
我们知道在那冰天雪地的地方呢，不知道是不是有没有冰天雪地，就是在那个地方人迹荒宴的地方，他坐的是那种马的车。
We know in that remote place, people travel by carriage.
那他出去的时候呢，发现一群羊呢跟在后面。
And when he went out with the horse carriage, he found there's a group of sheep.
狼。
He found a group of wolves following him.
那很危险，他就拼命跑。
It was very dangerous.
结果跑了以后呢，狼群越来越近。
But the wolves came closer and closer.
那就没办法了。结果本来四匹马拿的，就换掉一匹马，让这个匹马给狼吃。
So originally four horses was pulling this carriage, so they had no choice but let one horse go so that the wolves can eat the horse.
所以那就拼命往附近的村庄跑。
And they came, they ran quickly towards a village nearby.
那结果的话就这样越来越近，四匹马慢慢。一匹过去了，一匹又过去了，就最后就剩下一匹马。
And then gradually the horses got less and less. They've let down another horse, and four horses became in the end only one horse.
最后一匹马快到村庄了。
And they were about to reach the village.
可能还剩下几里地。
About a few more miles.
但是啊，狼群已经近了。
But the wolves came close again.
你把最后一匹马给他的话，你跑一夜跑不动，大家都要被
If you give them the last horse. And they can't run faster, and everyone's about to die.
那最后没办法了。
So there's nothing they can do.
那仆人没办法了。
And the servant has nothing.
我相信这位仆人爱他的主人。
I believe this servant loves his master.
这位仆人呢，自己跑就跳下去，去就是舍身嘛，舍身救主人嘛。
And the servant jumped off the carriage and feed himself to the wolf.
啊，但他跳下。
To, in order to save his master.
那我们可以想象，那仆人跳下去，狼群就围上来了。
We can imagine that as soon as the servant jumped down, all the wolves came closer.
就为主人呢，赢得这一点的时间，
so、he,
让他能够感到全专心，
so、
他的生命能够保存下来。
By losing his life, he has won this little bit time for his master, so that his master can reach the village and be saved.
仆人命去了。
The servant has gone.
主人的命保留下来。
So that the master's life was saved.
这位主人在仆人事后哈。
And afterwards.
这位主人在仆人那个跳下的地方呢，立了一个碑。
At the place where the servant jumped down the carriage, the master has erected a monument.
上面写了这样的几个字。
And some words on this monument.
为朋友舍命。
To die for your friend.
爱是没有比这个更大的。
There's no love bigger than this.
为朋友舍命。
To die for your friend.
是的，爱没有比这个更大的。
There's no bigger love than this.
这位仆人愿意为主人舍命。
This servant is willing to lose his life for his master.
圣经在罗马书里面说到说，在我们还因我们还软弱的时候。
In the book of Romans, the Bible says,when we are still powerless,
基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
Christ died for the ungodly at just the right time.
为义人死是少有的。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man.
为人人死或有敢做的。
Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
But God demonstrated.God, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱再次向我们显明了。
God demonstrates His own love for us in this.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
当我们早晨来思想到永生。
When we come to think about eternal life this morning.
当我们思想到永远的时候。
When we think about eternity.
你可曾想到这位主耶稣为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
Do you ever think about Jesus Christ? For our sins, He died on the cross.
为我们流血。
And shed His blood for us.
为我们舍命。
And die for us.
我们请诗琴为我们刚才那诗歌，我们第一段，我们先再来唱一遍。
We ask the sister to play for the hymn so that we can sing the standard one.
627首，只要信他。
Which is the hymn 627. Only believe Him. Only trust Him.
我们一起唱起来，我们来
唱这
一段的诗歌。我们第一段就唱第一段，唱一遍。
Stand one, once.
有一个祷告。
Shall we pray together?
亲爱的朋友，如果你对早晨这些的话语，你心里面有感动。
Dear friends, if you're moved by this morning's words,
如果你认识到这位主耶稣愿意为你流血，愿意为你舍命，
If you realize this Jesus Christ is willing to die for you and shed his blood,
你今天来敞开你的心。
So today, open up your heart.
你愿意说主啊，我是个罪人，我需要耶稣。
If you would like to say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, I need you.
我需要你来你的宝血来洁净我。
I need your precious blood to clean.
如果你心里面有这样的感动。
If you have this move in your heart,
你愿意跟我们有一起一个祷告。
If you're willing to pray with us,
我们邀请你。
We invite you.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣能够救你。
Jesus can save you.
今天耶稣要救你。
Today, Jesus will save you.
主耶稣要将永生永远的生命赐给你。
Jesus will give you the eternal life.
他要救你脱离那地狱的灭亡。
He is to save you.Deliver you from the hell.
他要救你，把你的名字迁到爱子的国度。
He is to save you so that he will take you to his kingdom.
如果你愿意的，
if you will,
你愿意的话，你请你跟我一起有一个祷告。
Please, if you will, please pray with me.
不要这样，就让今天让这样的机会过去。
Do not let this opportunity go.
不要说我还有明天。
Do not say I still have tomorrow.
请你敞开你的心。
Please open up your heart.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends,
有很多人为你祷告。
Many people are praying for you.
你的家人为你祷告。
Your families, your relatives are praying.
你的朋友为你祷告。
And your friends are praying for you.
不要错过这样的机会。
So do not miss this opportunity.
如果你有这样的感动。
So if you have this move,
请你与我一起有这样的祷告。
Please pray with me now.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
我赞美你。
I praise you.
我谢谢你。
I thank you.
你为我的罪。
That for my sins.
你死在十字架上。
You died on the cross.
你为我死。
You died for me.
你也为我复活。
And you were raised for me.
我今天来到你的面前。
Today I come before you.
我认我自己的罪。
I confess my sins.
我有许多的罪得罪你。
I have many places I sinned against you.
无论在我的心思，在我的意念。
Whether it's in my heart or thoughts.
在言语，在行为。
In my speech, in my behavior,
我都得罪你。
I have sinned against you.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
赦免我。
Forgive me.
求你救我。
May you save me.
将你的宝血将我洁净。
Your precious blood cleanse me.
我需要你。
I need you.
求你救我。
May you save me.
你也实在能够救我。
Yes, you truly can save me.
因为 你说还到你面前的你总不丢弃。
Because you said those who ever come before you, you will not forsake them.
你将永生赐给我。
You have given your life for me.
我愿意一生来跟随你。
I'm willing to follow you all my life.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
听我的祷告。
Listen to my prayer.
靠主耶稣名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Please.